Okay, so like I said earlier, today we're going to talk about a book I read. I came across it, I don't know, a month or two ago, and it was sitting on my desk, and I all of a sudden became curious about what this book was about. It's kind of cute. No, I'm just kidding. And the title of the book is A Curious Mind, The Secret to a Bigger Life. So, of course, whenever I see secrets to a bigger life, I always want to share them with people, right? Because I want everybody out there to be able to live a totally financially free life, to be able to accomplish whatever's laid on their heart for them to do and feel that freedom. And that's one of the reasons we love Manitech so much, because it gives us so much of that freedom. The book was written by Brian Grazer and Charles Fishman. And the story behind the book, Brian was, he was on his way to going to law school. He was he had gotten approved to go to law school out on the West Coast, and he was looking around to find a summer job or something, and he overheard people say something about hey, there's an opening. This guy was a window washer or something, and he overheard a conversation. He was being what? Curious. Overheard the conversation about this that window washer was having, that he had just quit a job as a clerk over at Warner Brothers, and he was curious about, oh, I wonder what that's all about. So he decided to go over to Warner Brothers to apply for a job, and the rest is history. He's become like a huge movie and TV producer. He never went to law school. That fell by the wayside. But his curiosity not just was in regard to totally changing his life and what it was going to create for his life, but also his curiosity for his entire life. Every day of his life, he lives in a state of curiosity. So his goal for the book was, as I wrote in the outline, I want to show you how valuable curiosity can be and remind you how much fun it is. I want to show you how I use it, how you can use it. I want to start a conversation in the wider world about why such an important quality is so little valued, taught, and cultivated today. Critical. Now, why is curiosity important for us as network marketers? Because our whole life is about curiosity. When you go out there and you're prospect, it is 100% about curiosity. When you make it all about you, that's when you fail. When you make it all about them and finding out about them and expressing interest in people and being on a discovery play, people, that's one of the main reasons why I believe a lot of people are ineffective in prospecting, because they don't put their heart in really caring about the other person and finding out about them. Notice, life isn't, these are great quotes out of the book. By the way, everyone that's italicized in the outline is coming right out of the book. There are other quotes in there that are from other sources, but I italicized everything that's coming out of the book. Life isn't about finding the answers, it's about asking the questions. That's an interesting concept. You can put that up on your chart somewhere, because curiosity shows you're interested in somebody else. You're expressing a concern and an interest, and it's not so much what the answer is going to be. It's a path that you're on in a discovery, right? We're in a discovery path. Curiosity creates interest. It also can create excitement. Curiosity is what creates empathy. To care about someone, you have to wonder about them. Are these not perfect for network marketing? That's why I fell in love with the book to teach and train on for networkers. Okay, so there's... Sorry, I'm still conquering my cold. There's no cure for curiosity. The cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity. It's a quote from Dorothy Parker. So again, Brian talks about his lifestyle. He said, you know, as a young man, it's the way he approached the world every single day. Many of the best things that have happened in his life are all a result of his curiosity. And that's why he felt so led to write the book. He was enrolled, as I said earlier, about being enrolled in law school, and he never ended up going because of his curiosity. It took him on a path that satisfied him and gave him total fulfillment in his life versus maybe a path that somebody had told him, well, why don't you go to law school? You're really smart. You can do this. You know, and he just kind of just jumped on that wagon. And we know a lot of people do that. That's why they change jobs 5 times in their career, because they just kind of did what somebody else wanted them to do. So curiosity is more than just a quality of his personality. It was a secret weapon, good for getting picked for the team. It would turn out to be good for becoming captain of the team and even getting the girls, he said, which I think is kind of cute. Because curiosity does what? It's incredibly potent, because it really creates an an interest in another person. You're expressing an interest in knowing more about another person. We need to always be in that realm as we go out and we do prospecting. We need to be curious. And it has a potent behind-the-scenes power that is mostly overlooked. First of all, building relationships, and of course that's all we do in network marketing, is we're out there building relationships. How was your day? How are you feeling? Of course, when you ask these kind of questions of people, you have to truly be interested in the answers. And that's what curiosity is. When you're superficial and you just go, hey, how are you? How was your day? And then you go off and your eye contact's not there. Your physical presence isn't there. There's so many ways you communicate with people other than just the words out of your mouth. It's your facial expressions. It's your eyes. It's your focus. It's your body language, all of that. So understand that's all part of it. But that's a part of you expressing your true interest in the answers to your questions. And then you can ask silly questions, too. He talked about, you know, being curious. They can be simultaneously urgent and trivial, like who shot JR? Once answered, the question itself just goes away, right? But we don't do a lot of that in what we do in network marketing. But there can be ways you could use that when you're talking about health and things like that. Its presence or absence proves to be the magic in a whole range of surprising situations, such as networking, all right? The presence or absence proves to be the magic. So if you're going somewhere and you're bored in a business outing, curiosity can save you. What does that mean? Let's say you go to a meetup group and you feel a little bored. The minute you say, okay, and this is what you want to do, you want to plant this in your subconscious so it comes out, right? And you want to consciously be aware. You want to walk in and go, okay, tonight I'm going to go and be curious. When you shift, when you find yourself getting bored and you just go, whatever happened to my curiosity? All of a sudden, watch what happens to your whole body, physical disposition when you become curious. We as a society tend not to do this because we have a greater tendency to go into judgment. We see somebody and we immediately have judgment. What they're wearing, what they look like, how their hair is cut, we see so much racism going on today, color of skin. I mean, all this stuff that's just horrific. Why are we prejudge people all the time? We need to walk away from that and start looking at a human being as an individual that has something great inside of them, just like you do. And we start being curious about discovering that, be on a discovery path. So it's about if you're bored at a business meeting, curiosity, just go right away, twist and go, I remember Mary Jo's Monday morning call. She said, just be curious and watch what happens to your attitude of where you are. You'll all of a sudden come from energy and excitement and delight because now you can just go on a path of being curious. If you're bored with your career, curiosity can rescue you. Be more curious. If you're feeling uncreative or unmotivated, curiosity can also be that cure. I'm curious, what would this person do or what would this person do? Maybe I should call somebody. Maybe I need to connect with somebody. Maybe I need to get some more ideas. Maybe I need to be curious about what's going to come up in my life. What would this happen? Be curious about what can I create. Be curious about what the future looks like. Be curious. It can help you use anger or frustration constructively, right? So when we see ourselves getting angry about something, somebody says something to us and we disagree with it and we find ourselves getting angry, why not shift? This is a critical point. I teach and train this all the time. Don't let what other people think about you change your disposition or what other people say to you. I love that book called What Other People Think of Me is None of My Business. Well, how do we find out how other people think about us? Usually it's their languaging they use around us. But instead of allowing it to rob us getting angry or frustrated with somebody, look at a situation where you have anger or frustration and just today, over the week, and just say to yourself, stop. Here's the anger and frustration. That's an emotions, right? Emotions. Stop allowing the situation to control your emotions and just say, how can I shift this to being curious? Like a child does something wrong. Instead of yelling at him and reprimanding and blah, 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 I go, woo, curious. Okay, son, let me talk to you a little bit about it. Tell me, what was your rationale behind doing that? Become curious. Are you going to help the child more and help yourself by being in control of your emotions instead of letting loose. You see the difference? So curious can really help work you out of anger and frustration and into a position where you are learning. And you're not curious to just be superficial. You're curious because you really want to know why this person was angry with you or why this person triggered that response or why your son did something wrong. You want to understand him or that person because that's what's going to help you have the greatest influence in their life and or their influence over your life. You learn. You come from, I want to have my learning cap on all the time. That's what curiosity is about. It can also give you courage when you're standing in a position where you have fear over something and you right away go, okay, I don't want to be fearful. Like let's say you wanted to go and approach somebody about Manatech and talk to them and open up the gate and try to break into a conversation. Instead of coming from fear, say to yourself, I'm curious. I wonder what they do for a living. I wonder what their family life is like. I wonder where their health is today. I wonder if they're financially sound. All those questions, part of your curiosity. And go and talk to them. When you start asking those questions, I wonder, and you start coming from curious, do you want to know what happens to the fear? Your fear dissipates. Because now you're in an intrigue situation. Your mind can only carry fear so far when it's overwhelmed by intrigue or curiosity. You follow? You're displacing the fear. So it gives you courage. And it can enrich your whole sense of security, confidence, and well-being. So are there some incredible advantages to being curious? Absolutely. For curiosity to be effective, curiosity has to be harnessed in at least two other traits. So be clear on this. You can't just be out there being curious all the time. Number one, which is the most important, is that you're curious from a perspective that you really want to know the answers. So you're going to pay attention to what the person says. So your curiosity triggers questions, but you want to focus on that person and be a great listener. One of the qualities or traits that are so horrifically bad in our country today, and you guys know that because I teach on listening skills. I mean, we're horrific as a world. In fact, they say that less than 1% of the people in this world know how to listen. Because unless you were raised and grew up and you decided to go to college to be a counselor, that's the only place in our educational system that teaches listening skills. So if we weren't ever taught or trained, how did we develop our listening skills? By our parents. And if you were like me and had a parent that was a horrific listener, guess what happened? You became a horrific listener. Because you didn't know any difference. There wasn't a distinction that was drawn for you. Until I went through a listening course in my 30s and early 40s that helped me shift and see the light about how poor those listening skills are. So, and I know I've done, you can look back in some of the, I've done a training actually on Monday call on listening skills. So if you want to pick up that, go back to manatrain.net and find that one for yourself. It's one of the most crucial skill sets you can develop. So we want to be able to pay attention, listen to the answers, absorb what you are curious about. So don't be superficial. The second thing in order for curiosity to be effective is your willingness to act, right? So not just showing curiosity, but what is the action I want to take? Well, for us in Manatech, what we want to do is we want to help a person if we find and discover things and we're in a curious state about what their lifestyle is like, what do they do for a living, you know, I noticed your son was this or this, and you start striking up that conversation and you stay in that kind of question mode, you know, and pursuing more based on the answers that you get. You're going to be in an opportunity to what? To act on it. You're going to say, well, listen, I really would love to talk more, or I'd love to do other things more, you know, other possibilities, other things that we would love to do in terms of working. I'd love to work together with you. I'd love to, you know, build a business with you. I'd love to give you a business opportunity I came across, or, you know, I'm really familiar with a lot of health products that I've used in the past that have just made a tremendous difference for my family and their lives, and I'd love to share some of that information with you if you're interested. So you take it to the next level, but you have to be willing to act, It's not just about becoming Curious George out there, right? Areas we see curiosity challenged in our lives. This is a critical issue. Also something that I teach and train in. Because we do crazy things when we're raising children. Yeah. We can see that curiosity is something that we have challenged in our society to quash. We've quashed curiosity instead of given it fuel and given lit a fire underneath it. And why do we do that? Well, first of all, if you remember raising your children, you know, so many times when we're raising kids and our little kids at 3, 4, and 5, you know, they ask 1,000 questions and we just brush them aside, or we're too busy, or we're in the middle of the kitchen. We don't give them the attention they deserve. Terrific parenting is turning around and giving that child attention in that moment. Poor parenting is dismissive of them, constantly dismissing, I'm too busy, I got to do this, or I have to do this, or I have to do this, or I don't know why you ask so many questions. Or here's even worse. This is one of the worst things that we do. We tell children at 4 and 5 years old, when they're asking 100 questions a minute, we go, curiosity kills the cat. What a horrific statement that is. What if you just told that child? And you know, when children are 3, 4, 5 years old, they have nothing upon which to judge whether your comments are true or false, so everything becomes fact to them. So curiosity kills a cat, they believe that. They have nothing else to believe except that, because there's no premise upon which they can evaluate that information when they're 3, 4, and 5 years old. And so what have we done to them? We've quashed one of the most important characteristics for them, which is curiosity. So how threatening is curiosity? Really? It's incredibly critical, but we treat it that way in our society. Because when you stop curiosity, you quash a person's ability to be creative, fullness of life, and really understand that each of us are so uniquely different. Even in the Bible, he brought this up in this book, and of course, I'm a Christian myself, so I love spending time in the Scripture. And we all, probably most of us, whether you're a Christian or not, know the story of the serpent in the garden, Adam and Eve. It was the beginning of evil, right, when the serpent was there, and Eve was curious about what? The tree of good and evil, right? The serpent was there and enticed her to want to have access to the tree of knowledge, and so she just thought, well, that's what I'll do. So she disobeyed God and ate from the tree of good and evil, right? And she ate that in the garden, and the serpent enticed her to do that. So once again, we teach that in our Sunday school classes. We teach that in Scripture. We talk about that story because it was the beginning of sin in our world, right? And it's the reason why we have pain in childbirth, and we have to till the soil, and we have weeds, and we have 101 repercussions of that because of the sin in the garden. And so, once again, curiosity gets a bad rap, right? I'm just bringing that. I thought it was cute that it was in there. But we also live in a environment. He says curiosity still today gets no respect. We live in an era in which if you're willing to squint, all the human knowledge is accessible on a smartphone. But the bias against curiosity still infuses our culture. And he draws some analogies. Some of them I put in the outline was the concept of checking out classrooms. Questions are inconvenient. When you're in a classroom, in a schoolroom, questions are inconvenient and disruptive to the orderly running of the class. A lot of professors and teachers try to quash questions because they have an agenda that they're working off of and they need to get it accomplished. So they tend to quash that. Terrific professors are ones that instill massive amounts of curiosity in their students and love to open up and be responsive. But that's not typical because we're getting so much into rote teaching today. Teach this, teach this, teach this, instead of allowing people's minds to just be curious and create creativity that comes from that. Also, in office situations, office clerks, hospital nurses, bank tellers, et cetera, curiosity is unwelcome if not deemed to be almost insubordinate. when the reality is, again, we want to put fuel behind curiosity and instill it in people and drive it. Curiosity is itself a form of power and a form of courage, right? It's a great tool for improving your own life and happiness, your ability to win a great job or a great spouse. It's just about standing in curiosity. When you interact with people and you're curious, you're going to build better relationships with people. When you're curious about a job, you're going to find out more information about what it is, whether you're going to like it or not like it, and you're going to find a job that's a great fit for you instead of just looking to chase money somewhere. It's the key to the things we value the most in the modern world. Curiosity is. Our independence is based on curiosity, self-determination, self-government, self-improvement. It's all about being on a path of being curious. It's one of the things, you know, some people say, well, Mary Jo, you read like, I still read 2 to 3 books every single month of my life. Why do I do that? Some people will say, why do you keep, and I go, because of it, what is it? It's my drive and desire for knowledge, and it's based on curiosity. It's based on the fact that what's really clear to me, that there's no person that's lived my life, and every human being, flip it now, every single human being I come across has had different experiences in their life, and I can't live their 60 years or 70 years or 80 years or 30 years. I only live my life. So the only way I'm going to discover conclusions they might have drawn different from mine based on their specific experiences that will enlighten me to look at things differently is if I'm curious. So when people disagree with me or they say, well, Mary Jo, I don't agree with that, and I go, wow, explain to me. Instead of getting mad and having to have to be right all the time, which I used to do 25, 30 years ago, but since going through a lot of self-development, I realized that I could be wrong about millions of things because I had such a limited experiences in my life. And a lot of people look at my life and they go, if you call your life limited, Mary Jo, I don't even want to talk about mine. Well, the problem is we all have limitations because we only have 24 hours a day. And we live our lives differently than other people do, and we have different experiences. So our joy should be about being curious to learn from other people and find out what they concluded about certain activities or events or whatever. And this applies in every realm of our life. So it's we want to be curious. We want to find out when we're sharing with people, especially when we're looking at things like you know, doing our Manatech business and we're out there and we're approaching people. We want to approach people. A lot of us are very particular about who we approach instead of just having it kind of wide open. We carry a lot of judgment. We don't believe certain people are going to be a certain way and la-di-da-di-da. And I always laugh because there's so many people out there that have become unbelievable multi-millionaires in network marketing, and they started off by living in a garage. I mean, these people, you would never have had a conversation with them. Jordan Adler is a classic guy, right? He failed at network marketing for 10 years straight, had 20 credit cards he had maxed out, and now he's a multi-millionaire in network marketing. But how many people would approach him? We have judgment about that. So what we want to be doing is we don't want to keep, you know, when we grow our organization, we don't want to keep spending time with all the people that we already have in. We do that because we're leaders. We support them in developing their leadership and growing them and teaching them and educating them. But we want to go out and approach different people. We want to go out every single day should be, how do I learn more? This person has a totally different life than I do. And we want to have curiosity conversations with them. Find out what makes the person tick. What makes them tick? If you can't connect with a person's attitude and personality with what their work is, their challenges and accomplishments, then you just find out a way to do that. If I'm troubled with it, how do I do that? Why can't I show intrigue for why somebody would want a job like that? I can, without being judgmental. We tend to bring judgment all the time. Why don't we bring intrigue and curiosity instead of judgment? Notice the difference. Notice the difference in your tone of voice and the questions you ask. Curiosity is a willing to learn, a willing to know, a willing to come from what we call the beginner's mind. So focus on having a beginner's mind when you listen to people instead of judgment and tear down and all the other things that we do. prejudices. Throw them all to the wind. Prejudging somebody is so horrifically wrong. Lots of people have hardships in their life, and some of those people became the most successful people in network marketing. And you're passing them by because of what they look like today? Okay, it's a choice. Not a very effective one, but it is a choice. So we want to use curiosity for every step of the way when we look at different people. Be curious about them. And you know what? When you show an interest in somebody, a true interest, where you're actually listening and you're following up with follow-up questions, so you're there educating you. I love to tell people, that is fascinating. I love to say that to people because, you know what, their life is fascinating to me because I didn't live it. What their experiences are is fascinating to me. As many years as I've spent on this planet, I didn't walk in their shoes, so they have a lot to offer me. Brian also uses curiosity in many other ways. He talks about using it as a management tool to help you become more outgoing. Amen. For a lot of you who feel like you're a little introvert, that wouldn't be a Mary Jo, but it could be some of you guys. And this is a reason, this is another thing. When you're out there and you're talking to people and asking them to join you in your networking business, and they say, well, I'm really not suited for that because I'm more of an introvert. You can go, wow, let's work on that. Would you like to be more outgoing? Would you like to be more? I just read this book or did this study on curiosity, and it totally changed my approach to people. Did you ever think about taking an approach like that to expand your knowledge of how people behave and what caused them to behave those ways? Does that interest you? And you could bring that up as a way to help with people who look at themselves as an introvert, like they can't do this business. Curiosity will change your life. So you help them become more outgoing. You power your own self-confidence. Because when you turn to curious, when you're walking around and meeting people, or you're going to a meetup group, or you're at the store, I don't know what it is about me, but I'm kind of probably not as intense as Brian Glazer, but I'm always curious. I love to hug on babies. I love to talk to people in front of me in the line. I love to talk to people who are working and find out what their job is like and if they enjoy it. And I go, yeah, it's a great place to work. Do you enjoy it? What are your favorite things you like about your job? You know, just have a few questions, but don't make them superficial. Make them real. Be curious about what causes people to do different things, right? It'll build your self-confidence when you get out there and you start asking more questions. Manage your own worries. You'll be able to tell stories. Because curiosity and storytelling are natural allies. That's really critical. They're intertwined. They give each other power. So, and what is network marketing really about? It really is about storytelling. When you become the best you can in storytelling, you're going to become the best you can in network marketing. Because people love stories. They love to hear about stories. Now, again, compliant. But it'll help you be the best you can in storytelling because, you know, curiosity is what drives human beings out into the world every day. Just asking questions of people and finding out what they do, and you'll come to greater discoveries, and you're going to allow people to discover from you the power of glyconutrients because when you are curious about them, what tends to happen when we put energy out there with other people? We tend to get curiosity coming back. So it really will help us be able to tell people what we learned as well as learn what they have. Number eight, we are all trapped in our own way of thinking, trapped in our own way of relating to people. And that's an important reality check because we were raised a certain way. We have had certain experiences. All of that formed who we are today. But we can use curiosity every day to help see the world through other people's eyes. And it's really refreshing every day to learn how different we all are, how we all see the world differently, and we can continue to grow and learn and experience those things. I know my work with Brian Klemmer had a major impact on me of being curious about people and opening my heart and my mind to really be able to grapple with anyone no matter what their situation was. Because we all have different paths, and there's always something to be learned, and there's always some way we can contribute. So find that, and we only can find that through our own mechanism, being curious. Instead of ignoring the world around us, we step into it and play full out. so we learn from other people's lives and other people's experiences, because we can never live any other life. We only live our own one. And the long-term benefit of, you know, getting out there is, of course, a network of information and contacts and relationships for each and one of every one of us. And that's what network marketing is all about, building relationships with people. I think it's what life is all about, is building relationships with people. I looked today, Lydia and I were just celebrating Christmas, and we looked around at all the people that we talked to and sent messages out over Christmas to our organization. And we were smiling because we said, do you realize we have like 20-plus years with some of these people? I mean, over 20 years. I've known some of these people. They're like my closest, dearest people in my life. We've been to their, you know, celebrated their weddings. We've gone to funerals in their family. We've done trips together all over the world through the incentive programs. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, the breadth of our reach today because of our position with Manatech. But it's, again, understanding them, loving them, because we're all so very different. We're all of different backgrounds. We grew up in different places. We have different spiritual backgrounds, different whatever. It's all of us, and we get to understand each other and understand and look at the world from their perspective, because we can't live 100 lives, but we can enjoy the path to be on to understand how people develop their belief systems and, you know, what their stances are. Oh. Lydia's laughing over there. She's laughing. She says, Mary Jo, you are trying to live 100 lives. Yeah, some of us do put over that effort as well. So successful business people, I like this. It's, you know, a strategic tool for managing reality. Successful business people imagine themselves in their customer's shoes. How many of us do that? Are we showing that curiosity with our customers? Or are we just mundane, going through life one foot in front of another, breathing in and out? When you're curious, you're going to be exhibiting a tremendous interest in another person. So you don't have to really see yourself as inquisitive or naturally curious. You can use curiosity even if you're not instinctively curious. It just becomes part of the thing you build in your daily effort and energy. So I'm just saying, maybe today's your first day, or, you know, again, kick off the new year. But just tell yourself every day, have the word curious on your, you know, on your Facebook page, or put it on a piece of paper in your office, or on your screensaver, or on your phone, you know, wherever it needs to be, that you just keep reminding yourself, be curious, be curious. Being curious and asking questions creates engagement, and that's what network marketing is all about, engagement. So we want to make sure that we go out there and engage with people. Is it risky to be curious? Well, yeah, because you never know what answer you're going to get back when you ask questions, do you? But does it matter what the answer is? No. What matters is you showing another person how much you care, because the underlying premise of network marketing is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So I believe curiosity is foundational for you in striking up conversations, because you're putting the other person in front of you. We want to go tell without showing any interest or curiosity with respect to this other human being. And through the process of being curious, we can find out a lot more, and we can now, we're engaged with them, and we have a greater capacity to actually link Manatech to their lives in a personal way. And that's going to be 10,000 times more effective than you just trotting out, well, I'm doing this right now, and this is usually how, look at this, and blah, 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 blah. They have nothing to plaster that information on, whereas you're curious first and find a lot of information. Now you can take bits and pieces out of their lives and just go, wow, I would love to be able to step in and support you in what you're trying to do for your mom or what you're doing in your family, because you sound like you really are so conscientious about health, and I'd love to be a support system for that. If you're interested, let's talk more. You know, something, but the curiosity to find that interest information out from the person comes first. not throwing my stuff at her without, or him, without being curious. And there's a quote I put in there, storytelling, again, we don't take the storytelling, human minds help yield helplessly to the suction of story, right? So it's curiosity engine for that good storytelling. Number nine, and the thing is, curiosity will conquer fear even more than bravery will. Indeed, it has led many people into dangers which mere physical courage would shudder away from. For hunger and love and curiosity are the great impelling forces of life. And we've already kind of talked about that, right? So it overcomes our fear. So I use curiosity to beat the no. This is what he said in his book. I use curiosity to figure out how to get to yes. It's same with us. We use curiosity to beat the no. And you can even say, you know, I'm really curious. You made this comment. What could you tell me more about that? And just show interest in people. Show interest. Be adventurous and ambitious. Show interest. You want to really lead yourself out to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because why are we uncomfortable with asking questions? A lot of us are uncomfortable with asking questions because we have no clue what the answer is going to be. And we're fearful that we don't know how to respond. But when you just come from, I'm curious, I want to find out where this person lives, what they're doing, what do they do for a life, where they, what their belief systems are, you know, what's most important to them, what do they feel their greatest achievement was, what do they feel like still left to be done in their lives, and see what that is. Ask those questions. Be curious. And you will get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You'll get comfortable with not knowing what the answer is going to come back. I love it because it's like a discovery path. I don't know how many of you like discovery stations, but, you know, there's always new things to learn, which is why, again, Mary Jo reads so many books. There's always new things for me to learn. And this concept of curiosity being at the core of it is crucial. And connection gives meaning to our lives. Connection is why we're here. Connection, that's Brené Brown's quote. And it's so critical because what is the most critical aspect of network marketing is connecting. If we don't connect with people, we'll never help move them forward with what they want in life. And the three most important people things that people want in their life is making a difference in the world, which M5M, their own health, which, of course, we have the best solutions for that, and being financially stable, if not tremendously secure and able to create a difference through their finances. So those three things are most important. And bringing that across in being in connection, but if you're not in connection with the person first, it's really hard to throw those things in their face when you have no connection. So let's work on being connected, and we get that C word, connection, is dependent on us using the other C word, curiosity. That's what helps us be connected. So I left the last thing in the outline was the quote from Brian Grazer, which I thought was really powerful. It was towards the end of the book where he made the statement, can you really have sincerity or compassion or trust without curiosity? I don't think so. And if you want to be an influencer in this world, you need to have sincerity, compassion, and trust. Because that's the way you become a great influencer. And can you do it without curiosity? I agree with Brian. I don't think that can happen. Okay, everybody, so that's it on curiosity. Any comments, questions? We have a few minutes left. Anyone? Can you see how you can use more curiosity in your approaches with people when you're talking to people sharing about Manatech? Anyone see that? See how Mary a lot Jo? Of times, yeah.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh. Martha?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for this great book report. One thing that strikes me about this whole topic is it gets our minds off ourselves. You know, it gets
yeah, absolutely.
And it gets me out of, you know, I don't know, unselfishness. I mean, gets me out of selfishness.
Out of selfishness, yeah.
And get me into, you know, where there is. And some other stuff I've read, talking about finding out where a person's pain is, the ask questions can reveal where their pain is. Like lots of people have not necessarily like heart severe pain, but they've got lack in health or finances, which we have a solution to offer.
Correct. You know. Correct. Yeah. And you don't get there when we have so many great materials and so much information in our head, we tend to be the teller all the time. And this is all of this whole talk today was about quit being the teller. There's always time for that. If you don't establish the relationship first, it doesn't matter how much information you know. So we want to start with our concept of curiosity. And it really does, because it takes that. That's why he talked about the book as well, and I totally agree. It helps you dissipate fear and insecurity and all the other stuff that you have going on in yourself that's holding you back, or I'm not good enough, all these like crazy, you know, self-perceptions that we carry, and some of us carry. But it helps us, you know, just drown those out, because our whole focus is on them, right? You're being curious.
Right.
You're showing interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Martha. Anyone else? Okay, everybody. Yep, go ahead.
I joined a Bible verse because I always struggled with that one, too, about the...
About Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden?
Because I was always... I said, you know, I would have been curious to find
that. I can't. It's hard for me to hear you.
I always was a very curious child, and reading that in Bible study, just like, ooh, you know, I would have been right there with her. I would have
right, exactly. So. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I know, and it's you know, and I. You know, from a godly perspective, of course, for those of us who are Christians, we obey God. But the idea was to quash her curiosity, and it was curiosity that caused that. So you can see the repercussions of that in a society that's, you know, I'm not taking God out of the picture, because obviously following his directives is critical for my life, but don't interpret that to mean don't be curious, right? It's a concept is we need to be curious. Just like you don't want to be curious about how hot the fire is in a burning building, so you're going to walk in it. I mean, don't do stupid things because of curiosity, but always feed on that curiosity to find out greater and more information and just enhance your ability to work with other people. I mean, right? It's just such a beautiful position to be in, and I know my whole life I've been more of a teller than a listener, and I've developed those skills over the last 20 years. But it's so critical and so powerful. So I'm just challenging you all to go out and just, you know, think about being curious. You have to, like, have it on your daily to-do list. You know, put it on, you know, somewhere that you're going to see it and go, okay, where was I curious today? Where was I curious today? And make it part of your daily life, your daily walk, and watch what happens in the relationships. Going to the post office. Anytime you interact with people, you want to come from curiosity, right? Amen. Anyone else? Okay, everybody. I'm just going to leave you with this. Have a great New Year's celebration. Looking forward to 2020 in many, many ways, and I can't wait to continue supporting all you guys in 2020 to new heights and new levels, because we have a lot of great stuff coming out, and I'm joyful to be a part of Manatech and a part of this call every Monday morning. Thank you so much for being so diligent to be on the call every Monday morning. And again, Happy New Year to everybody. Bye.